Hi, and welcome to the fourth episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. Today, we'll be telling you all about the Donna Foundation and its 11th annual marathon weekend, the only marathon dedicated to breast cancer in all of the United States. We'll be speaking with founder Donna Deegan herself, as well as the foundation's executive director, Amanda Napolitano, and a very inspiring participant, Hal Jungner. This year's theme was Find Your Finish, aimed at inspiring participants to complete their goals, whether that be running the race, cheering along the course route, or raising money and awareness about breast cancer. But before we can cross the finish line, let's go back to before the first race even started, back to 1999 when Donna Deegan's breast cancer journey began.
I was first diagnosed in 1999 with a small invasive ductal carcinoma, which was triple negative in nature. I had chemotherapy and radiation and was cancer-free until 2002 when I was diagnosed with second recurrence or a recurrence in a deep lymph node in my chest. That was removed, and I went through more chemo radiation and then was cancer-free for another 5 years before they found the cancer had gone to my left lung. I had a resection and so lung surgery, more chemotherapy, and have now been cancer-free, thank God, for, 11 years. So very fortunate. So as all that was going on, I was a news anchor at First Coast News for almost 25 years. And so after my second diagnosis, I really didn't want to talk about it on the air again. I'd already gone through the whole losing my hair, you know, puking all my yards, you know, with everybody on TV. And I just thought, you know, the audience has already been through a lot with me, and I really don't want to make this about me. And so I started, with the approval of my news director, a blog where I could connect with viewers that wanted to talk to me, or breast cancer survivors or whomever. And that really is what led to the beginning of the foundation. I wrote my first book in 2004 called The Good Fight. The Good Fight was just about my journal. It was stories of people that were in my journal. And many of those stories were people who said, you know, we've been following you, we love you, we're praying for you, but you should know that we're not all as fortunate as you. And I started to hear the most heartbreaking stories of people who were having to choose between putting food in their kids' mouths and taking their medicines. And I thought, well, that's no choice at all, right? So I just decided it was time to use the megaphone attached to my mouth to start the Donna Foundation. And that's when we started the foundation.
Deegan has always been an avid runner, so coupled with her passion for running, she teamed up with Jeff Galloway, a former Olympic marathon runner turned coach, and her oncologist from the Mayo Clinic, Edith Perez, who is also an avid runner, to create a marathon weekend that would be the center of the foundation's efforts.
Because I was always a runner, marathons being my favorite, we started to raise money running people's races and just selling t-shirts. And then one day I ran into Jeff Galloway, a 1972 Olympic marathoner who trains. He's called America's Coach. He's trained hundreds of thousands of people to run a marathon, and he suggested that we train people to run a marathon and raise money for the race. And we did that, and in the first year raised over $100,000. So in researching that, I realized there was no national marathon out there for breast cancer research and care. And so along with Jeff and my doctor, who's one of the top researchers in the world, I decided let's start our own marathon, and we can raise money for breast cancer research and for underserved women with breast cancer through the Donna Foundation. So we started that in 2008, and my third diagnosis actually came about 3 months before we had the inaugural marathon. And I was fortunate enough, through some wonderful treatment and amazing people, to still be able to run that inaugural marathon, even as I was undergoing my chemotherapy treatment and had just had part of my lung removed. So I sing the high praises of Mayo Clinic and the wonderful docs there. My doctor, like I said, my doctor was a runner also. So in addition to being a fantastic doctor, she's one of the top breast cancer researchers in the world. And we just would run and chat about how she needed more money for research and I need more money for for underserved women, and as so often happens, running produces wonderful ideas with those great endorphins that are flying around in your brain, and so we really came up with it just as an offshoot of something we both loved, or two things we both loved. So we married the passions of both caring deeply about breast cancer and also about running, and then Jeff sort of provided the exclamation point because he helped us train everybody. So that's really how it all got started.
To no surprise, this year's marathon weekend went off without a hitch, according to Napolitano.
It was a beautiful weekend. You know, I describe it as, you know, clearly I'm asked that a lot. You know, how was the weekend? How did it go? And I think it was a love injection into this community that we needed. There were just so many stories of love and hope and faith and all of the things that you really feel when you come and race this event that had, you know, everyone's love cup full, you know, when we wrap things up on Sunday. You know, it just, you know, fuels everyone's passion to be joyful in this journey we call life.
And you guys have surpassed your goal or not yet?
Not yet. We're getting close. As of right now, we are at 275,000 raised, and this is these are the funds that are raised by the runners. Mm-hmm. We do not require fundraising; it's an option for people. Mm-hmm. So we're just purely looking at we call it peer to peer funds. Mm-hmm. So the funds that the runners are raising with their friends and family. We have a challenge grant from the Weaver Family Foundation that when we reach $300,000 raised, they will provide a $100,000 matching gift. So we're anxious to get to that $300,000 by the end of March.
Since the marathon's inception in 2006, the foundation has raised over $5 million for both the Donna Care Line, which serves women and their families, and the Mayo Clinic for its Translational Genomics Research Program for breast cancer.
We have raised over $5 million as an organization that has funded the programs of the Donna Foundation, one of which is our Donna Care Line, which, you know, serves women and families living with breast cancer, a lot of case management work, debt relief services, and financial aid to some of those patients for utility bills and mortgage payments. And then the balance of those funds go to the Mayo Clinic for their Translational Genomics Research Program for breast cancer.
One runner in particular, Hollis Youngner, is set to contribute $22,000 towards the Donna Foundation's marathon weekend efforts, all inspired by her very own breast cancer journey.
I was diagnosed about 6 years ago, actually 6 years ago, last Friday. Okay. And it started out as stage 3. I just kind of did the, this is what you have, this is what you do, thought it would be over and done with, and then it came back in 2014, and it has been a crazy roller coaster since then. It came back with a vengeance. It spread to the lining around my heart, my liver, my lungs, my abdomen, and I actually was getting prepped for surgery, and I coded. I had a pulmonary embolism, and for some reason, the wonderful doctors that were around me at the time did CPR for 45 minutes, which is unheard of. They usually stop after 15 minutes, and for some reason, they just felt compelled to keep going that day. And of course, I am so thankful. They are my heroes. And every time I go to the hospital, I try and find them just to give them a hug. So that was in 2014, and it's just kind of been coming back every year. Something else happens. It's spread to my ribs. It's spread to my brain. But, you know, as of this week, I have no active cancer in my body. So we're just going to, you know, this medicine is working. The chemo is doing its job. We're going to keep doing it every week. And, you know, hope that it works for a really long time. And if my body figures it out, we'll just hope that the researchers and my doctors have something ready for me when the time comes for me to change chemos.
This is now Hollis's third year participating in the Donna Marathon weekend, an experience she calls out of control and amazing.
You know, when I found out that it was done by a doctor at Mayo at the time, I was just like, holy cow, you know, what can we do to keep these researchers going and, you know, ultimately getting a cure. So we found out about the race. I couldn't do it the first year, but the rest, you know, I had tons of friends and family sign up. And I'm not a runner by any means, but when I saw one of my nurses cross the finish line with my shirt on, I was like, holy cow, this is amazing. We were all crying. And I was like, you know what? I'm doing this next year. So last year, I actually did the whole half marathon, which was out of control. It was I'm going to cry just talking about it. Just the whole experience was amazing. All the people cheering, having all of my friends down there, just crossing the finish line was probably one of the best moments of my life. It was, they let my daughter come out and put a medal around my neck. And, you know, my husband and my dad and everybody, my brother and sister-in-law and all my friends were there to cheer me on. And it was just literally, I mean, I couldn't have had a bigger smile. And, you know, to know that all the money that everyone's raising, you know, a huge chunk of that is going back to Mayo. Mm-hmm. And I got to meet the researchers who are actually, like, literally in the lab with the test tubes and doing all of this amazing stuff. And, you know, just to be a part of that was, I mean, I don't even have the words to describe it.
Right.
But, you know, I'm hoping that these people can keep me around for a long time, because I've got a 7-year-old that I want to see grow up and, you know, a husband that I want to grow old with, all the cliche things that, you know, just have a whole new meaning now. I never in a million years would have thought this would happen to me. And now that I see everyone participating, you know, I've recruited a lot of my friends just to get down there and to see, you know, what this race is doing for people, and to see people with breast cancer running and surviving, and, you know, people who have been diagnosed after me. It just gives you such hope. And I don't know, it's just, it's an amazing race. And to know that the money is going to help not just my kind of breast cancer, but all the different kinds of breast cancer, you know, they can, in the process, it could, you know, it could lead to who knows what. Like, these vaccines that they're talking about are incredible. And I just am seriously praying every day that these researchers at Mayo are going to come up with a cure. Like, I really, truly, in my gut, believe that they, using all these funds, it's going to make me cry. But I really think that they're going to find a cure. And to be a part of that, holy cow, it's amazing.
Moving forward, the Donna Foundation will continue to emphasize a key theme, choose love over fear.
My mantra in life has become choose love over fear, and that's been the case since my last diagnosis. I read a book called Love is Letting Go of Fear, and it really changed my life. And I realized that I cannot control every circumstance in my life, but what I can control is the way I look at it and the way I react to it. And man, oh man, did that just shift everything for me. It changed my life. And so what I tell women is, you know, allow yourself to feel those things that you feel when you're diagnosed, you know, the shock, the grief, the fear. I get it. Let it run through you, though, and face it, and then come out the other side and have a resolve to look at that through a loving lens instead of one that is fearful. I always tell people that I'm very disenchanted with the whole idea of saying people lost their battle or with breast cancer. It really bugs me, honestly, that cancer seems to be the only disease out there where people have to lose. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, people that have lived extraordinary lives, that's what they're sort of reduced to. So I would, if I had it my way, I would take the words fight and battle and all those things out of the cancer conversation and tell people to live with gratitude, choose love, and try to get up every day and be thrilled that you're still on the planet and do whatever you can to do as much good as you can. can, and that will truly make your life magical. And I know that sounds trite. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, honestly, I don't know how else to say it, and I know that it's the way it sounds, but it's just so true. It's so true that if you look at every day with a grateful lens, that you're just going to have a great day, as opposed to if you get up and say, oh my gosh, what could happen tomorrow? Because none of us are guaranteed that, right? So that's basically what I tell women. Choose love over fear, and just be grateful for every day you have.
Funny enough, Napolitano full-heartedly agreed.
And just to tie it all together, I've asked all three of you kind of this question. What would you say your biggest piece of advice is for those currently living with breast cancer?
Love over fear.
That's exactly what Donna said.
Well, if you need me to say something different, I can come up with something different.
Perfect. I love that.
That's really our mantra. I mean, you know, all of us are on this earth for a limited period of time, and you just have to take things day by day and not let fear, you know, take hold of you.
For more information about the Donna Foundation and the Marathon Weekend, visit thedonnafoundation.org. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Cure Talks Cancer. Join us next Thursday, where we'll talk to patient advocate Todd Seals, who made his catwalk debut at this year's Blue Jacket Fashion Show to help raise awareness and research dollars on behalf of the Prostate Cancer Foundation. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.